Good day, everyone. Today is Saturday, March 14, 2026, and we continue on talking about the five lectures on Buddhism. This is the second time for the lecture, so you could say that we are just beginning learning about religions and Buddhism. So last time we mentioned something like this. Communication with God is achieved through the ceremonial rituals. So Chinese use tai lao, which is referred to cattle, to offer to heaven. And Shao Lao, referring to the sheep to earth, offer to earth. So one is to offer to the heaven, and the sheep is to offer to the earth. And in the West, offering human beings to God is the biggest rite. Yes. And India uses horses in the sacrificial rite. So that is how we ended last time on February 7, 2026. Now we will talk about type of religions. First of all is folk religions. Unlike high-level world religions, the characteristics of folk religions do not necessarily consist of doctrines and religious orders. That is to say, to begin with, you could say not high-level world religions, they don't have sutras, they don't have Bibles, they don't have anything written, and but they have belief, and it includes worshiping nature. Any phenomena in nature, such as wind, water, fire, and trees, are regarded as the representative of gods. Say, we have fire god, we have water god, including different water gods for different rivers. You could say that each river has a god, and even mountain god and stone god. Folk religions in the West are local, community-based spiritual traditions that develop outside or alongside formal institutional religions like Christianity or Judaism. They are usually oral, practice-centered, and embedded in everyday life, focusing on protection, healing, seasons, ancestors, and the natural world. Well, this folk religions, what does it mean in general? Then a folk religion typically has these features: local and traditional, rooted in a religion, I'm sorry, rooted in a region or ethnic group. So they have this ritual-based blessings, festivals, charms, offering. And they are spirit-oriented, say, ancestors, land spirits, saints, and fairies. And also non-systematic doctrine, no fixed theology or canon. And concerning what? They're concerning everyday, say, health, the crops, luck, protection, and love. In the West, folk religion often coexisted with Christianity, sometimes hidden under Christian symbols. There are major types of Western folk religions and traditions. Say, for example, European pagan folk tradition, which is pre-Christian roots. Now we have this. I would like to share some picture with you. So this is just one of the pictures that you may see. And then we see the other one. They are doing the rituals here. And this is another one where the a pot with some candles in it, and people were holding their hands to receive it. So these come from pre-Christian Europe, and later partially absorbed into the Christian culture. So there are examples of these folk beliefs. One is Celtic tradition in Ireland, in Scotland, and in Wales. So what they do is they are nature spirits. They worship this sacred wells, seasonal festival. And we also have this Norse Germanic traditions, and we have gods like Odin, Odin, and Thor. I think the word Thor maybe you're familiar with, you know, the film, the movies. And then we also have Runes and Fate, Wyrd. And for Slavic folk religions, we have household spirits. It's called Domovoy. And forest spirits, Ancestor Rites. For today, modern revivals are often called neo-paganism. But historically, these were folks, and they are not organized religions. And people also do something like Christian folk religions, which is popular Christianity. So, as you see, the Christian folk religions, the way they worship, you could say it is the popular Christianity at that time. See how the altar is displayed like this. And that's called folk Catholicism. And another picture is this one. This is the shrines of Europe. The building is kind of magnificent. So, this is not official theology, but how ordinary people practice Christianity. They have some common elements. First is this very strong devotion to saints. You could say it's local protectors. In the use of holy water, medals, candles, charms, and they take pilgrimage to local shrines. And they also mixing prayers with older magical beliefs. Say, for example, Italian, Spanish, Irish folk, Catholicism. And also in the USA, they have this Appalachian folk Christianities. And it's kind of similar to Chinese folk Buddhism, blending the so-called sutras, talisman, and ancestral rites. You can see this picture here is a picture of the witchcraft in the Middle Age. Right. So here, this picture is kind of a little bit scary. They're burning something, and they're doing the rituals. So before the modern medicine, folk healings were common. One that's called cunning folk in Britain, they will do the healing and counter magic. And also they do herbalism and protective spells. They use love charms and weather magic. These were practical, not philosophical, and often feared by authorities. And the more modern descendant then includes the so-called Wicca, Wicca, on the 20th century. So this picture is the ancestral altar of offering from native Mexico for Dia de Muertos in the town of San Andres Mixwic. Now you can see the way they offer, it's very much different, even from Europe. Then we have another one. See, this picture is a Native American religions and spiritually rooted in Native tradition. The Native American religions, it's spiritually rooted in nature and traditions. Among indigenous people, we have spirit-filled natural world, ancestor animal spirit, sacred landscape, shamanic healing as well. And they are among the native North American traditions. And also, ancient practices still alive in Peru and Bolivia. And these are often labeled indigenous religions, but they function as folk religion. Just a picture of some crystals that they use to perform the rituals for crystals. And then we also have this the so-called astrological or zodiac spread. Here we can see that there are 10 cards, and each card represents something. Altogether, 10 cards. Starting from the first one, it has names. Something about personal, basic personality. The second one is Taurus, possessions. The third one, communication. It's called Gemini. And the fourth one is domestic life. And the fifth one is love life. And the sixth is work life. And seven and eight, the eighth one is major changes. And the nine is learning. The 10 is achievements. 11, social life. And 12, mystical life. And final card is the outcome. Then we have another cheek picture for the altar. This is very obviously is Hinduism. They worship altar. So altars and offering in the modern West, folk religions often appears as astrology, crystal healing, tarot, ancestral spirituality, and nature-based rituals without formal belief. And these are non-institutional, experiential, and personalized. We can see that how Western folk religion differ from Eastern ones. First of all, is from the aspect. They are fragmented and they're local. For the East Asian folk religions, then they are highly integrated. And for what they believe is the local spirits, saints. This is for Western folk. And for Chinese, Asian, then they have gods, different gods, ancestors, and even bodhisattvas or Buddhas. For the texts, then the Western folks, mostly the texts, they have it oral. But for the Asian Chinese folk religions, they have classic text. What is the relation to major religion? Then for the Western folk, we have it's hidden within Christianity. While for the Chinese, then it is coexists with Buddhism and Taoism. Do they have public temples? Well, for Western folk, then they rarely have a public temples. But for the Chinese or the East Asian, then they are very common that they have public temples. So from a Buddhist perspective, Western folk religions function much like practice based on circumstances. In people response to fear, to hope, and suffering. So they rely on symbols, rituals, relationship, and it is not about ultimate truth, but immediate relief. So somehow this aligns with the Chan observation that said, when wisdom is absent, faith turn outward. Folk religion also preserves deep karmic memory and reverence for life. Another kind of worship is worshiping common objects. Then these may include plows worshipped by farmers. Yes, they have plow gods, and they have toilet gods, broom gods, and so on. And all tools can become gods. Even the flag of armed forces, the knives of soldiers, and writing pens can also be regarded as God. There comes another kind of worship, which is worshiping gods and deity. Now, ancestral god, you have deified ancestors, Chinese deified, and worship the three sovereign and the five emperors of ancient time. Now, this is very very common in China for Chinese. And for the heroes of earlier generations, such as the general named Guan Gong, and another one is Guo Ziyi. We also have the so-called Zheng Cheng Gong, and then Yue Fei, and so on. And of course, also their ancestors as well. Then for the ghost spirit, then in China or in Taiwan, they have this Ma Zhu and the 18 laws, and also some very spiritual people, even Liao Tian Ding, and the lords and the generals, and then the Wu Fu Qian Sui, which is the ghosts and spirits with virtuous merits, or elves attached to plants. Those with great blessings are called gods, and those with small blessings are called ghosts, and they are all objects of worship. Now, this one that we just mentioned about the elves that are attached to plants. Well, some people could see this, and certain time these you could say they are elves, or you could say they are spirits that they stay in certain plants, or they stay in certain very you could say healthy plants or healthy trees. So in they stay there, and since some people feel some kind of power there, therefore they also worship them. Now we come to the next one, which is called polytheism. One is structured polytheisms such as Taoism, Hinduism, and the so-called Yi Guan Dao, or we literally translate as all-inclusive resistance way of beliefs. The highest authority of Yi Guan Dao is the so-called Wu Ji Lao Mu, which is Infinite Mother. And they call the Maitreya Buddha the controller of heavenly regime. All heavenly soldiers, generals, and gods are under the command of Maitreya Buddha, which is both autocratic and authoritative. So the second one is polytheism in primitive style. Religions that have not developed a clear structure, they do not link to each other or conduct their own affairs. There is no relationship between upper and lower orders. So today, just briefly talking about different ways of worshiping. It could be God, it could be ghosts, it could be even some ancestral known person. And they worship these because they think that, okay, this person was very patriotic, the other one is very courageous. It's just like the heroes in the past. And of course, there are the so-called worshiping common objects. Everything in the household could be one of the gods that they worship. Say, for example, for the Chinese, they worship this so-called the god of literature. So they use this pen, the brush, the Chinese brush, and they worship it. So they worship it when they ask for to pass the certain exam in the school, right? So that is one kind of the so-called common objects that they worship. And of course, this is kind of interesting to know about all these things that is possible even in the West and in the East as well. Say we were talking about this astrology, crystal healing, this tarot, this ancestral spirituality, and so on. So they also have altars that they worship for, and even for the Native American regions, they also have some kind of worshiping. Just for us to know, in this even in Mexico, one time I passed through this. I went to Mexico and then going to this route, and I saw that there is a small altar that they built, and what they're worshiping, it's a little bit scary, is that they're worshiping the god of death. And when I peek into the altar, it was in a cave, I saw that many objects that's kind of dark and look very scary. But some Mexicans really, really worship that. So they could worship many, many things. Of course, we know, or we mentioned about this witchcrafts in the Western Europe as well. So my talk will be ended here. See if you have any questions.
I sure. Can you clarify the difference between spirit and deity? Because you mentioned common religion is deity or spirit worship, but then the polytheism is deity. Is deity more powerful than spirit?
I think it's just the name. It's just the name that we call it. Well, spirit. That's we use it, and deity. Maybe deity is more powerful, as you mentioned. Spirit may be a very common spirit. Any spirit or anything could be a spirit. But we also mentioned about if someone some identity that has more blessings, and we use this word gods, but gods here, as we understand it, is like it is not the creator god, but it's just very common god, or even use this word spirit, and even in Chinese they use this word ghost because they have small blessings. So if it says more blessings, then it's called gods.